Good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. We are pleased to be joined by former Lieutenant Governor and current candidate for the 1st Congressional District here in the state of Kansas, Tracy Mann. He joins us by telephone. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Yeah, not a problem. We sure are anxious to see what comes of the primary tomorrow. Voting continues, advance voting continuing today, and then we'll see the polls open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow. What is your message to voters as we get closer and closer?
Well, you know, my message is, you know, for your voters is I'm a K-Stater, and I grew up in Quinter, but went to K-State. I think that's real important understanding it. So rest assured, I will be an advocate for Manhattan and the university. I've served as a student body president at K-State in the late 90s, and I bleed purple. And then I'd also say my other message is, you know, I'm running to represent agriculture and our conservative Kansas values in Washington.
All right, well, definitely an important race, and, you know, this is a district that traditionally it goes Republican, and so more than likely whoever gets through the primary tomorrow going to more than likely represent the state of Kansas and Washington. Explain to us, so we're hearing a lot of the campaign ads that kind of go back and forth between the different candidates. Explain why Tracy Mann is the best option for conservatives.
Sure. Well, you know, I'm the most conservative candidate in the race. The other main candidate, as a nice man, Bill Clifford, and he has voted to raise property taxes 5 times over the last few years, voted for sales tax increase, supports amnesty. And those are just votes and positions that I don't agree with. I just think we've got to keep our property taxes low, and we've got to exhibit some fiscal responsibility in Washington, D.C.
All right. Well, you said agriculture is obviously very important to you. If I'm not mistaken, you're backed by Kansas Farm Bureau, endorsed by Kansas Farm Bureau?
Brandon, that's exactly right. We got endorsed by Kansas Farm Bureau, which, you know, I just on a farm, you know, spent hundreds of hours on a tractor, combine, doctor chick cattle. When the Farm Bureau endorsed us a couple months ago, that was a huge honor. Most important endorsement in the race traditionally for the Big First because of the size of agriculture and the importance of it to the district.
So what are some your top priorities to help farmers as soon as you take office, assuming that you win?
Yeah, you know, lots of priorities, lots of concerns right now. My number one concern for agriculture is our low commodity prices. We've got to return to normal trade relations to boost demand to increase our commodity prices and also our livestock prices. I'm also a big proponent of keeping the economy open. We can't be in a situation where we're open and then we close down and then reopen because that negatively impacts demand for our ag products, and we've got to just return to normal demand levels to get prices up. Another thing is there's a lot of burdensome regulations that are still out there from the EPA and others, and to work to see that those are lifted. Those would all be high priorities for me. And, of course, sitting on the House Ag Committee would be the number one committee I would be delighted and would pledge to serve on.
In terms of broadband, I know that's been something here we've seen in the COVID era, a strong need. And if I remember right, you're a strong proponent of that.
A huge proponent of rural broadband. Yep. You know, people talk about school from home or telehealth, telemedicine, but if you don't have a good internet connection, that just really isn't possible, Brandon. And today, you know, agriculture is so sophisticated. Our farmers and ranchers are competing on a global market. And we've got to have good internet connections all over the Big First to be able to compete and to have a level playing field. So huge priority for me.
In terms of improving trade, is that something you see as a need here as well for Kansas farmers?
Without a doubt. I feel like, well, one, I support President Trump's efforts to get us less dependent on China. You know, he is finally standing up to China, who does not have our interest at heart. I think as a country, we need to be much more proactive and not reactive on trade. So I would like to lead the charge on the House Ag Committee of really sitting down and figuring out who do we want our trading partners for our ag products to be in 3 years, 5 years, and 10 years. And we need to work today on the relationships that we want to sell our ag products to in 2030. We just need to be much more proactive as we try to build trade relationships to boost demand.
Are there any markets out there you think that may be a little more lucrative than others or at this point?
Yeah, I think so. And then there's some emerging markets. You know, Japan is a huge beef export market for us. I think there's more we could do there. I think other countries in Southeast Asia, Vietnam, certainly. You know, we have other countries in Africa that are starting to grow. Their economies are. So, and that depends on the product, right, and on that particular commodity. But without that, I think there's a lot of opportunity. But these trade relationships take time to build, and we need to be much more proactive at it.
All right. Yeah, I know that another thing that's come up here with the coronavirus and all is people being at home, schooling at home and such, and that causes a need for child care, both for the provider and for people needing child care. Is there anything that you would support here in terms of fixing some of the child care needs of Kansans?
I'm really glad you brought that up. It's something that I actually mentioned quite a bit. I think to keep our rural communities, all our communities going, we need good schools. We need good access to internet, like we talked about. We need good health care, but we also have to have good quality daycare. When I was the lieutenant governor, I had worked on looking at regulations and trying to roll back needless and burdensome regulations. Of course, we all want our kids to be safe. That's a given. So we have to do this safely, but I think there are some regulations that are in place that could be less than that. From a federal level, I think there's some other things that we can do, and I absolutely recognize the challenges of the daycare as a big obstacle to growth.
Well, that'd be something I think a lot of folks would be curious to see if something could come about that at the federal level. In terms of other things, we spoke here at Cayman, I know, last week to former Governor Jeff Collier. What does it mean to have the backing of someone like him?
Oh, it means the world to me. You know, we served together, and in that role, headed up agriculture and our issues with our rural communities. But to have his endorsement, to have his support, to have him on your program on my behalf, huge honor, and I am incredibly grateful. Very good man who is still doing a lot of great things for Kansas.
As far as your campaign here, as we get into the last 24 hours, where are you going? Are you traveling around here the last day here?
You know what, we finished up an extensive 30-stop tour. I think I was in 30 places last week. That is somewhat wound down here. We have definitely a lot of campaign activities today in Salina, where I live. My wife and I have lived here in Salina for the last decade, and as we work to finish things out here, it's hard to believe that the campaign is, you know, that the election is tomorrow, but we're excited about it.
All right. And, you know, I have to ask, I asked your opponent about this as well, because it did come up in the news last week, but President Trump did tweet about possibly wanting to delay the election, and I don't know if it was just more of a tongue-in-cheek comment or what, but I'd be curious to know your response to that and how confident you are in the mail-balloting process here in Kansas.
Yeah, I don't want to speak for the president. My sense is that was a little more to your words, tongue-in-cheek. You know, Mark Meadows, his chief of staff, has come out since then saying that the election will occur on November 3rd. We do need to make sure that our election process is safe. We need to make sure that it is secure. I'm less worried about that. We need to make sure that's the case everywhere. Certainly, I think how that election looks in Kansas and what those processes are is different than in other states. We do need to make sure that we have a safe and secure election.
All right, very good. And is there anything else I haven't asked that you'd like to make sure to get out to the public?
Well, we just appreciate everybody's vote. Again, I'm a K-State guy. I was former student president at K-State. I've been endorsed by Kansas Farm Bureau, been endorsed by Kansans for Life. Also, we got endorsed by the NRA, which is incredibly important. But the endorsement I'm really looking forward is the most votes tomorrow during the election. So really appreciate you having me on, Brandon.
Oh, we sure appreciate you being on, and good luck to you tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, again, that's Tracy Mann, again, candidate for the 1st Congressional District, former Lieutenant Governor here in the state of Kansas.